Good evening. You're tuned in to The Pulse with Daryl and Hanif.
Yeah, and that was a fresh one by American singer-songwriter Bill Callahan. That was called Another Song.
That's right. Now we've come on to a segment that we like to call...
By the way, Kanye West, who in 2015 made an announcement that he's planning to run for the US presidential election in 2020, has reiterated that recently.
A tweet.
Yep. A lot of things have changed these past 5 years, but his intention has remained, it seems. Yeah, on Independence Day, he tweeted out, and I quote, "We must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision and building our future. I am running for president of the United States, hashtag 2020 vision." Of course, this prompted a lot of reactions. Some like Piers Morgan telling him not to do it, while others like Tesla's Elon Musk, which is a close friend of him apparently, has endorsed him.
Right.
Yeah, not sure whether he has done anything or has enough time to actually do it, considering that election is only 4 months away and there are a lot of steps that he has to take to commit to this. But whether it'll happen, let's wait and see. And after Trump, I guess it's impossible to sometimes rule these things out.
For sure.
Yeah, let's just see how it goes.
In Kanye we trust.
In Kanye we trust.
Also, by the way, British band and old-timers Kasabian. So basically, earlier this week, they put out a cryptic message on their social media saying that Tom Megan, one of the band's founders and the frontman, has left the band due to personal issues and he left by mutual consent. News came thereafter pretty quickly that he had admitted to an alcohol-fueled sustained assault on his ex-fiancée. He went to court on 9th of April, pleaded guilty at the Leicester Magistrates Court. So the band kind of kept this a little bit quiet for about a month and a half, but the band has let him go. And it's kind of sad because he was one of the founders, right? Mm. But he shouldn't have done what he did. And as a punishment, he was given an 18-month community order. He was told to carry out 200 hours of unpaid work, complete 5 days of rehabilitation, and also was ordered to pay a £90 victim surcharge and an £85 prosecution costs.
Also, by the way, Apple Music has launched a talent discovery program to showcase African musicians on its platforms. It's going to be called Africa Rising, and how it's going to work is that the Apple Music editorial team is going to promote emerging African artists every 2 months. The first artist to be highlighted is Nigerian-born Afrofusion singer-songwriter Omah Lay. His debut EP, Get Late, has been the number one album on Apple Music Nigeria since its release in May. So I guess this is Apple's attempt at giving more exposure and prominence to African music, and it's something that is good for users who would like to sample music from other parts of the world.
Yeah, Apple has, you know, emphasized mostly on American music and I guess music of Europe and UK. So it's nice to see other continents being highlighted as well.
Yes.
Also, by the way, Linkin Park, we just talked about them in a previous story, but Linkin Park's 2000 hit In The End, which has kind of become a meme today, they have surpassed 1 billion views on YouTube, making it one of the only rock and metal music videos to hit that impressive milestone. A song that almost didn't exist, Hanif, if the late frontman Chester Bennington revealed that he was hesitant about releasing the song. He was quoted in an interview back in 2012 saying he was never a fan of In The End and he didn't even want it to be on the album.
Wow. That's,
he was proven wrong for sure, and Hybrid Theory has sold over 27 million copies worldwide, making it the best-selling debut album of the 21st century. Also, that tune In The End is the most played Linkin Park song in the band's concert history, having been performed a total of 747 times, just four more than One Step Closer.
I have to say this, I think I still memorize the lyrics to India.
I think I do too. Proudly. I'm saying that proudly though.
Okay. Kudos to you, bro.
You're logged into the power, so you're about to get out of here. But first, here's a new one from multi-instrumentalist Terrace Martin. This one features Kamasi Washington, Robert Glasper, and producer Ninth Wonder. Terrace Martin and Freeze Tag right here on the Pulse, BFM 89.9.